What's up, everyone? This is Jay, aka Brother Soap, welcoming you to British Soap Podcast Later. This is the episode that follows the recording of the 35th British Soap Podcast, and I am here with my homegirl, the Harriet to my Kane.
That kills my soul a little bit. Since I know they no longer exist.
Miss Lindsay Abanta. What it is, baby girl?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm a little mystified because I'm not as caught up on Emmerdale as you, and I need you to tell me why Kane and Harriet broke up. Did it come out that Myra's baby is for Kane?
It did indeed. It did.
Ooh, Lord Jesus, I felt it coming. Does Pete know?
Yes, he does. They were there for the paternity test together. You sound so thrilled. Huh? I said you sound so thrilled.
It's just juicy. You know, I think I was sending you messages, you know, even though we've been taking a little Emmerdale hiatus because it's turned to crap. Yeah, I told you I watched a couple of episodes and I really liked Kane and Harriet, but shit, you know I love me Myra and Kane, so whatever. I'm happy either way.
Yeah.
I just think the drama is juicy.
Yeah, she basically just told him that you have feelings for Moira. I'm breaking one of the Ten Commandments / thou hast not steal. I am stealing the man. I'm leaving now. She walks out of the church.
How's she stealing? Kane wanted it.
That's what she said.
Oh, dear. This show here, baby. All right, so everybody, so we are back with BSP Later too, because we, you know, we've been taking a little break from Emmerdale. I've been frustrated with Emmerdale. Lance's been frustrated with Emmerdale. But we came across the news, of course, a while back that, you know, first, you know, we knew that Queen Emma was leaving. But lo and behold, Finn, surprise, surprise, also left. So Lance and I decided to give some time to exploring the week in Emmerdale. So we're going to talk some about that. We're also going to talk a little bit of Coronation Street to kind of get caught up on where we left off. So you know the drill, Lens. Two soaps. Pick a soap. Which one are we getting into first? Later.
Let's do Emmerdale first, because that's the one that's most fresh in my mind right now.
You mean the best soap? The one that keeps winning all the awards because it's so great?
Oh, yes. It's ever so great. They pretty much killed it with all the Ashley shit. Mm-hmm. Actually, that was pretty good-ish. But, you know, they overdid it.
Mm-hmm. And which producer was responsible for that content?
It wasn't her, was it? Baby, it started with her.
It was pretty much Kate Oates.
Yeah,
he ended it, but that was pretty much Kate Oates. Like, dude was riding the coattails of Kate Oates. Do you think all the bullshit we done seen since that Ashley storyline came out, do you think the motherfuckers gonna win any fucking awards next year?
Hell no. No.
Do you think Lydia's going to be winning an awards next year?
Oh, flipping. Oh, that woman bugs me.
I can't with that heifer. Yes. The who did he bring in? He brought in Lydia, I can't stand. Faith, I can't stand. The only people I can tolerate, I like that little cute boy who is Lachlan's friend. I like him. He's cute. And Rebecca. That's about it. Everybody else he brings in is trash.
As of right now, yeah.
All right, baby girl. So you said we're starting off with Emmerdale. What you got to say about Emmerdale later?
I actually thought that it was actually kind of sort of good, but not, you know, up to its usual standards as Kate Oates would have had it, which hasn't been very good in the past recent month. But this is some of the better stuff that they had. with the exclusion of the Texas Langford fall. That was pretty dumb.
So, to be clear, everybody, so Texas Longford is a character on Hollyoaks. Some of you guys know before we turned into the British Soap podcast, we did the Hollyoaks podcast. And they staged this big stunt where a character was killed by being pushed out of, I think it was a church window on her wedding day.
It was like a church or a castle or something, because it didn't have...
And she was in her wedding dress, so it was this white dress. And when the death scene happened and the person was pushed by Will, who Lenz is referencing, Will was the bad guy on the show at the time and the supposed murderer. But when she was pushed out this window, her death mirrored the death of Emma. There's this woman kind of falling slowly backwards to her death, wearing all white. And it was beautiful and
she didn't flail like Texas. She didn't flail like Texas did.
Right, but when...
She just fell straight, but it was more or less the same.
When Lindsay and I watched the scenes, we both came to the conclusion, oh, Hollyoaks producers just copying the damn Hollyoaks death that they did on the show a couple years ago. Because it was almost the exact same. And we were just like, why? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to need you to explain, though, because you just said it was good. What was the good that you saw? Because I saw fuckery.
Well, it was pretty much it was pretty much, but there were some good scenes too. I kind of liked the whole fire scenes with Moira and Emma a little bit.
Okay.
So it was kind of, you know, based on completely an accident, and nonsensory and all of that nonsensicalness and oh, I didn't know I had a baby in me because the placenta was in the wrong spot.
Oh, God. Yes. Speaking of other copyright, first of all, I will co-sign that fire scene between Myra and Emma was good. That whole scene was really good. I will co-sign that. But can we talk about why the
hell? I think that was another Hollyoaks rip-off.
Thank you. Why the hell is Myra Barton Tegan from Hollyoaks? Why?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, placenta in the wrong place? Okay.
So here's
carry on.
Here's some more Hollyoaks history for you guys. So the first scene on the show from new character at the time, Tegan, let me tell you, she is a nurse, right? She runs into the hospital or the Hollyoaks screaming, I think I'm having a baby, or something.
It's the same day the twins were born.
Or she's having some kind of stomach pains, and she's like, somebody help me, somebody help me. And then next thing you know, she's giving birth to a baby, and then she busts out, I never knew I was pregnant. Again, Tegan, who is a nurse, never knew she was pregnant. And now we got the Hollyoaks producer on Emmerdale. And what's Myra done? She had changed her name to Tegan. I'm like, okay.
I was sitting there and I'm like, what is this dude doing to my show? I used to live for watching this show on the daily. I actually used to download it the day it came out just to watch it that day, so I can take notes on it and record about it and be happy about it. And then it's just like, what the did this dude do to my show?
See, what had happened was, he thought he was going to kill Finn and give Myra a new baby. And that was going to even shit out. Because he got good one and brought back another. It don't work like that, bro.
Oh, definitely not. I was not a fan of the idea of Emma killing Finn. I still can't get over that. She goes and kills James, feels absolutely nothing for it, and she's just sitting there having a merry old time, not, you know, or living off her life like it's all happy and joyous. But when she learns she killed Finn, she jumps off a viaduct. out of guilt. Okay, I.
But see, like,
and then she gets taken to the afterlife. I'm like, what the?
But see now, with the James thing, wasn't that James thing kind of an accident too? Because like, she didn't push him on purpose. Wasn't she like trying to reach out to him for help, and he wasn't having it, and then he just kind of got scared by her and fell back? I thought that's how it was. So when they were talking about having her talk, say, "I killed James," I was like, "What? Not real? I don't remember that going down like that."
I thought he tripped on her dress and fell back.
See, but it wasn't intentional. Like, it wasn't him. It wasn't her pushing him.
He more or less fell back on his own because he tripped.
So this narrative. It was an accident. This narrative of her walking around, like, first of all, let's talk about the fuckery. I don't know if you saw this, but a few weeks ago, like, Emma just randomly told Finn that she killed James, but then kind of said it wasn't like that. And so then she kind of, like, you know, papered over it. And it was weird because it seemed like she was admitting, but not admitting, and Finn was getting really angry, but he was confused, and it was just weird, and I was like, what the fuck are they doing? So then I stopped watching for a few weeks, and so when I come back, it's like basically the same mess. Apparently, so Emmerdale had, you know, this whole storyline where Emma realized Ashley's little brat of a boy had the video of her acting crazy with Ashley, and she figured out a way to get the memory card from him, and I thought she had destroyed it. Like, I thought she had, like, stomped on it and broke it and threw it in the trash, some shit. So I was confused about how the hell Gabby got her hands on it, and I kind of read through some recaps to catch up, and apparently, like, Emma was just holding the memory card the whole time at her house because she wanted memories of James or some shit. I'm like, what? Yeah. So Gabby broke into her house and just like jacked the memory card, and that's how she had it to play for Emma. I was like, what? I thought she destroyed that shit. what is this? This is so stupid. Like, baby, I was done with that whole storyline. First of all, like, I feel like the deaths of Finn and Emma were fucking dumb. I feel like Emmerdale completely lost the traction that this story could have had. The story was not Finn accidentally gets shot and killed, which Emma hears about on the goddamn radio.
Yeah.
And then she jumps off of a bridge, never getting the chance to confront Pete or Ross about murdering, supposedly, their dad. The story was Finn finds out the truth, tells his brothers, all three of them confront Emma over her role in the death of the father, all three of them get their opportunity to get Best Acting Emmy Awards or whatever, British Soap Awards, because you've got all three Bartons, boys, and the mom responsible for the murder, the death of their father, together in a room, and her having to look her children in the face and explain to them how it is that she was responsible for the death of their father. That was the money shot. That's what has been built up for months and months and months. And then Emmerdale does so there's an accident of fire in a barn. Myra's having a baby. Okay, fine. Then her son, Adam, comes and finds the mama, and it's just like, you did this. He immediately knows that this barn is on fire, and mama is in labor, which he doesn't even realize, because of Emma. So he goes after her with a gun? What? Huh? Like,
yeah.
Why is Adam even in this story? Like, I understand, it's his dad. Okay, I get that. But see, I wasn't even thinking about that. So it could have been the three Barton boys and Adam and Myra and Laurel. Where the fuck was Laurel? Like, how are you going to conclude the Emma storyline without all the people involved who would have been the angriest? Laura would have been mad because of Ashley. Myra would have been mad because of James, as would Adam to a lesser extent. And Finn and Pete and Ross, of course. Like, that would have been fine. Imagine all those people in a room confronting Emma over what she did. But instead, like, none of them were really around. And she died on her own after hearing that her son was dead on the radio. Oh, but at least she got to talk to Ghost James.
Yeah, no shit.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, why? It's like watching that Christmas episode of Hollyoaks again, where they brought Steph back to talk to Doug before he decides to, jump off a bridge.
It's just like, what? Like, it was so lame. And Finn has been shit on as a character on that show forever. He has been an excellent actor the whole time. And what did Emmerdale do with him? Gave him throwaway little boyfriends the entire time. Gave him his best scene, you know, in that one scene where he thought he had been raped and, you know, he was going through all that. That kid has consistently proved his acting chops. But he's just been the fucking comic relief. And I'm mad at Kate Osteel, because the one goddamn storyline we could have goddamn had was the connection between Aaron and Finn. Imagine if Aaron and Finn were together this whole time. Imagine if Finn just died, his boyfriend of like 3 years, and Aaron had to face it. Do you remember how good do you remember how good Ben on EastEnders was when his man died? Imagine if that's what we were seeing, Emmerdale with Aaron and Finn. But no, because Aaron is still crazy over this dude that tried to kill his mama and his daddy and is mad that he smokes weed every now and then. Like, what? It was so fucking disappointing. Yeah. It was so fucking disappointing. So Emma's another accidental murderer. Finn too stupid. This dummy gets shot. And does he use his phone to call the Pope? Hell no. He lays on the ground all goddamn night.
And then he runs out in the middle of the road to see Kane and Harriet. What? And they drive him in.
So he has the strength to get up and go run to the middle of the road. He has the strength to pull out his cell phone the morning after and see that it has a low battery. But in the moments after he gets shot, he can't pick up his cell phone to call the popos. What?
They actually pointed that out in the news recently. I was actually looking to see if this was like an accident or a mistake or something. Because I was just like, dude, you're not really killing Finn. You're not killing Finn. You didn't give him anything to do. So I went and checked, and they said in like a news story that on Tuesday they had like they brought out his phone and there was still like a full charge on it when they turned it on.
Oh, Jesus, that's dumb. I just, what? Okay. Not have a full charge. See, it was trash. Emma deserved better. Finn deserved better.
The fans deserved better.
Yeah, it was trash. I hate it. I hate every minute of it. The stuff with the stunt was fine. But see, that's how it is with some stuff. When you're focusing more on stunts than story, the stunts become secondary. They don't matter. You know, look, the best part was the fire and Emma coming in there when you thought Myra was a goner, crashing her truck up in there and getting the old girl out. That was cool. That was unexpected. Fine. But the story lacked. Like, and this was a problem on Hollyoaks for a long time. They'd be building up to what could be a quality story, and then they just zig, and then you're like, what is this shit? And that's exactly what I thought with this. I mean, it was fucking trash. It was trash. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was just so over it. Yes.
Yeah, I have to admit, it was very Hollyoaks-ish.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Old town Hollyoaks-ish. Yep. I think they need to hire on somebody else quick, like they did with EastEnders, because that dude barely lasted 9 months.
What Dom did Treadwell Collins doing? He needs to come do it. Redwater got canceled. He got time.
Redwater, that's sad, too, because that was actually a really good show.
Yep.
But
it was excellent. All right, baby, are we moving on and heading to Corey?
Let's do that before I go off on how the Oxysius more is.
All right. What you got to talk about later for Corey?
We need to talk about Phelan's bipolarness. I don't mean that in a bad way, because you know he's... I'm actually beginning to think he might actually be as such because of his mood changes, like on a constant level when he's with Andy. And then, boom, oh, everything's fine with everyone else. Just like trying to keep up up his facade and at the same time not really doing it well enough to keep them from going and looking. Because, you know, they went and searched the house while he was off taking Andy off to the airport or doing his little test with him to see if he would run away. What a dumbass.
I hated that so much. Why did it have to be a fucking test? Why? Why?
I'm like, dude.
How did you feel about that shit? Like, I was rooting for Andy. When dude had, you know, when that van crashed, old dude got out, I was rooting for him. And I was actually thinking he would call the cops and call the ambulance for Phelan and just not say anything. Like, I thought that might be a fire way to go. And then he's kind of out there knowing what Phelan did. And Phelan's, you know, nervous about what he's going to do. But all of a sudden, it's a test, and then he's back in the basement of Doom. Like, I was like, what? And you know what it felt like to me? You remember when Declan had Charity off in the woods on Emmerdale?
Yeah, but that was better.
Who was the producer at the time?
Kate Oates, but...
I'm just like, okay, baby, we playing greatest hits on this show, too.
Yeah, I'm like, let's not talk about greatest hits right now. I'm concerned about Gary and Sarah. But yeah, because of the, like, all the stuff he's doing to help them get money and stuff, it's like his war days are coming back and whomping him in the head. And it's just like making him angry and anxious all the time and everything. And it's just like, oh, okay. So he and Nicola go get drunk and have sex. And it's just like, that's awkward. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think Corey did a good job setting them up. There's definitely some chemistry between
definitely.
And old girl playing Nicola. I think she's a good addition to the show. And I think it was really smart for Coronation Street to pair Gary with his mother's nemesis's daughter.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Of all the women on Earth that he could have messed around with, you know? And it's interesting how it happened, too.
Especially because at the start, when he was told that she was Phelan's daughter, he kind of backed off and got all angry and girl face at her and avoided her, but then he went and got drunk. She went and got drunk. They got drunk together. They had their one happy night, and then we'll forget this ever happened.
Baby, it wasn't even the whole night that was happy. He was trying to distance himself for that shit the minute it happened. He came down them stairs like, don't you be telling nobody. And she's like, boy, will you stop?
Yeah, it's like, we'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I really like Nicola. You know, I think it's really interesting. Yes. How are you feeling about what's happening with Anna and Faye's little boyfriend?
Oh, I actually, I kind of like what they're doing with it, to be honest.
Let me just get, what was your reaction when Anna put together that those are his damn children?
Yeah, I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just like, holy shit, really?
I was shocked. I was like, really? Because, you know, I couldn't care much for Seb because I didn't like all that mess he did to Faye's baby daddy. But when I saw he's out there, he's trying to raise two kids on his own, and they both realize, I mean, his little girlfriend, she can't even handle her own baby. And so
the secret and she, is out and there. And he has twins. And
exactly. He has twins. He's got two. Like, I don't know how she's going to react to that, but there's a lot of good drama with that story.
Yeah, and I kind of like the fact that he also takes care of his mom.
Yeah, but she's a brat. You know who she reminds me of? You know that messy heifer from Hollyoaks? The one who was like Portia and Celine's mama? Old girl from EastEnders? And
oh, yeah.
That's what she reminds mm-hmm. me of. That heifer could go.
Yeah, she can. But the fact that, you know, that bringing her in to, you know, explain everything that's going on through why he is the way he is and why he has the twins and why, you know, he's, yeah, like I said, the way he is, it's mostly her fault. So I have to say, I kind of like Seb now that we know more about him. I mean, he's not the best character in the world, but, you know, now that Anna knows more about him and we know more about him as, like, a person, he's actually kind of more relatable now than he was when you didn't know anything about him.
Agreed.
And now, you know, hey, yeah, it's like Faye can't handle having her child around, but it, like you said, he's handling twins. Good on him. I'd rather, you know, have somebody taking care of the kids who was a good parent than, you know, not.
Can we talk about Coronation Street and the debacle that was the wedding of Ava and Aiden?
You mean the thing that never happened? Oh my God, that was fabulous. That was so bad.
What the hell?
Let me tell
you my biggest problem with this entire storyline. So,
she
Coronation Street spent months and months and months and months and months building up the fact that Ava was justifiably angry at her man and her best friend for tricking behind her back, right?
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, Maria figures out, oh, this trick is lying about her baby. So she tries to tell Aiden, but Aiden ain't trying to hear. So she's just like, all right, dummy, go fuck yourself over. Don't nobody care. But just as they're about to get married, Aiden all of a sudden, because he has a conversation with, I think, Kate, is just like, these are my confessions. I'm Usher Raymond, and I'm about to tell you I've been fucking your best friend. And I was just like, oh, okay. And so I thought that Eva might, you know, pretend like she was happy and then fuck him over at the altar. But then Eva's like telling, I think, like her sister and Peter's queen of a girlfriend. Oh,
Toya.
Yes, Toya. Oh, he apologized. It's everything I ever wanted. I love him. I gotta be with him now. She knows this fool has been cheating on her, and all of a sudden, because he confesses at the last minute, she's like, oh, I gotta. She turns Ariel Livesey, Disney princess.
Yep.
I gotta marry him now. So, when she's at the altar, you know, basically what Coronation Street did was they put her in a position where she had the upper hand, but then they tried to flip it like, number one, her faking a pregnancy, and then number two, the whole thing with Adam and Underworld going under made her worse of a person than Maria and Aiden. And I was just like, no. So Maria comes when they're about to get buried and says, in front of the whole church, you need to know, she lied about your baby. She ain't even pregnant. And then Aiden has the nerve to be more mad about that. And then Coronation Street lets this fly. More mad about that. And he can't bury her because of that. Rather than her being more angry with those two because they had an affair. I mean, they even actually had a line where she turned to Maria and she was just like, and you were supposed to be my best friend. How in the hell could you do this to me? And Maria's exact words were, well, I didn't fake a pregnancy. So what, bitch? You cheated with your best friend's man. I mean, Don't nobody give a fuck. One thing is worse than the other. She tried to get back at her man for cheating, and you up here, I didn't think I'd recognize it. So what? That's not the point. And I was mad that, I keep wanting to say Emmerdale because I'm so used to tying Kate Oates to Emmerdale. But I was mad that Kate Oates, like, completely got rid of, you know, Ava's higher ground. So she still wants to be with Aiden. And then they get back into town, and Underworld has gone under because Adam told her 50-11 times, look here, girl, we about to do this thing. I can't just be messing these people around. You can't just be like, I want to fuck up the business. I don't want to fuck up the business. These dudes don't play. They're going to do what they do. So it comes out that they did what they did. And Aiden and everybody is blaming Ava, but nobody's saying, except for Johnny eventually, this shit wouldn't have happened in the first place if Aiden would have kept his dick in his pants. So really, Aiden is still to blame, because why was Eve out for revenge in the first place? Aiden. But all of a sudden, because Eva is mad that her man is tricking and she did some shady shit to get him back, she's the bitch. And she's more wrong. So we got to have scenes where the whole town is mad at Ava. Because, I mean, it isn't already enough that this girl has suffered her man and her best friend cheating on her. Now she's got to have the entire town mad at her for some shit she tried to stop in the first damn place. What?
Yep.
Now, fortunately, she had a Coronation Street right at or wrong. Because I was irritated that she wasn't giving Adam the time of the day. But then she went and gave him some good good. So I'm cool with that. That needed to happen. But I was just like, why the fuck would you make Eva look so bad when she had all the agency? This was Carl King versus Chaz. Chaz having all of the drama behind her, all of the right behind her, talking shit to him, fucking up their wedding, making sure everybody in town knew he was a snake and cheating with that little blonde extra girl who's gone now. Like, this could have been that all over again. But I just felt like, Courtney Street fucked it all up, and for what? I was just like, why do you stop?
It's basically because Adam wants Eva. That's the only reason she screwed it up.
No, that doesn't make any sense. So Adam likes Eva, so we're going to, Coronation Street is going to make Eva look worse than Aiden because she faked a pregnancy. Like, that's not even logical.
You know
what it reminded me of? Rob Ron. Like, Kate Oates always does one really stupid thing that makes no fucking sense, and you're just like, girl, what are you doing? You're doing such a good job with the show. What are you doing? That was it for me. I'm like, because, you know, Aaron and Robert should not be together. There's no way in hell. The character of Aaron Livesey, we knew before Kate Oates got her hands on him, would have ever given a man like Robert the time of day. Now we're like four years into their goddamn relationship. Same shit. Eva had all the right on her side. And then all of a sudden, because she faked a pregnancy, that's worse than cheating for a year?
No.
Please.
No.
What did you think when you were watching that mess?
I kind of didn't particularly care for it. I almost wanted to just skip the entire thing if it wasn't for Johnny and Jenny's wedding in there, too.
Yeah.
I thought that was adorable.
Agreed.
That was the best thing ever, going to Rita's bedside and getting married with her.
Yes.
That was sweet.
I will say, I thought they had the best wedding vows in the world. They're just like, I love you, you love me, all right, let's do this. Like, I hate
on-soaps. Yeah, I love you. Do you love me? Yes, I love you.
When they do these fucking long ass, annoying ass, sugar and light, you are the sunshine of my life. I never saw lightness before you. You feel my, I'm just want to throw up. I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit. The way
so those it's like, people, I love you, you love me, let's kiss. Okay, bye.
It was great. I loved it. I need also weddings to be like that.
Yep. There wasn't even a chapel. They just. No, the last thing I saw killed my soul, and it was when Rita was standing out in the middle of the street, just having a conversation with it because she was afraid of the next day and what it would bring.
Yes.
That killed me. I almost cried.
Well, there's more stuff coming up that you haven't seen yet. I'm not going to spoil for you, but it is really good with regards to Rita. So, and Norris is going to be involved too, and it's really good. So I think you're going to like it. Yes, good. All right, baby. Well, let's sign off this piece. So I'll say that I'm at Brother Soap.
I'm at Lindsay Amanda.
She's at Yanni Amanda.
Yeah, I'm Lindsay at Lindsay Amanda. I apologize for the yawn.
No, that's all right. I'm going to keep the yawn in because that was cute.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time, I'm not going to do a quote because I don't have one.
Fair enough. This was an impromptu show.
And bye-bye.
Bye.